All right, here we go, folks. Fun day. Tuesday, gonna piss you off. Yuki, you just mentioned, hey, how's Drew gonna piss us off today? Man, got a lot to cover. And none of it's gonna be great. None of it's just gonna be great. Shocker, right? Not happy about any of it. But do us a favor, right now, real quick, before we get into things, please give us a like right now on whichever platform you're watching. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, what have you. Baron, hey, what's up, man? Please do that. YouTube stole another, I don't know, 100 or so last night. They have stole thousands, but they stole another 100 or so followers last night. So sweet of them. We really appreciate that. Really do. We did try uploading, by the way, to BitChute yesterday. So for those of you asking for that, we'll try again today. We don't have an audience there. We literally just were kind of testing it out. So it's on there, yesterday's episode. Today's will likely be two. Hey, Kathy. Good to see you. Red Voice is already angry. I would expect nothing less out of you. But again, we did try BitChute yesterday. Don't have an audience there, but you can go find it. You can subscribe to that channel there. We're also live on Rumble right now. It's wonky, but I'll share that link again today at some point during the show. Because you've got to use that link to find it. It's kind of weird the way they're doing it. Or you can go to Rumble's homepage, click the live tab, not just the three or four shows that it shows you at the top, but actually click into it, and it will show us on there. I'll pull it up as we're kind of talking now. But yes, Sharon, we are live on Rumble. I'll help prove that point now. Here's the link. Gonna copy it on in for you folks. We're live there if you want to go. It's in the feed. But with all this, we're gonna get into a lot of this stuff today. And we're in a really bad time. We know that. We talked about it yesterday. We talk about it every day. You come here knowing that we're gonna talk about things that aren't overly uplifting. It's a really bad time. Really bad time out there. But don't expect it to get better. Let's start off there. People are like, son of a bitch. It's going to get worse. Yeah, it's going to. Because it's got to. The only way that this situation changes is it's going to have to get worse before it gets better. And when it is better, when we get to that point, it's going to look different. Better will be good. It's going to be great. Can't wait. But I think it's going to look different. So as we tackle these stories today and throughout the week, I would advise that if you're not in a state like Florida, if you're not in a state like Texas, South Dakota, Mississippi, that you consider where you are. Consider your community. And I know it's easier said than done. I get that. I get it. People aren't just going to get up, move on from where they are, drop of the hat. I'm moving. Buying a house sight unseen somewhere in some other state. But consider it. Keep that in mind where you are. Hey, T. Wood Outdoors, thanks for being here. Appreciate you being here. Because there are states like here in Florida that are not going to go along with, hell, aren't doing it right now, but are not going to go along with all these crazy orders that are coming down from Biden, his cronies. And there are some of you that are stuck in these states that will. They will go along with anything and everything he says. Anything, D. Meyer, help me, Tom Cruise, I'm in dreadful Minnesota. We're going to talk Minnesota briefly later, my home state. Great people up there. Sorry things are the way that they are right now. But there's some of you in these states that are going to go along with all that they are, have been, and will continue to do so. My good buddy Jesse Kelly always talks about balkanizing. We do here as well on the show, just using some different terms. But where you spend your dollar matters. It just does. Where you live matters. And I'm not suggesting just the full-on band. For some of you, that makes sense. The full-on rip the Band-Aid off mode. But start to make those changes. Because where you spend your dollar matters. Where you live matters. Be in a community that aligns with your lifestyle. That aligns with your political, your spiritual ideologies. Your views of this country, this Constitution. Actually sticking to it. Novel concept, I know. But it can be done. Be in a community with similar ideals. Because all of that's going to matter. It's going to matter. If you see a Democrat moving to one of those states, maybe like siphon their gas, do something to slow them down. Because we don't need more of them here. Don't New York or Florida. Don't Minnesota or Florida, Illinois or Florida, California or Florida, any of those things. California's doing that to Texas. We're getting kind of the New Yorkers. Texas is getting the Californians. But you guys should be coming. You should be thinking about this. Sorry for the real estate prices, by the way. It's not our fault. It's actually y'all's fault because you keep coming here. It's driving things up. We could sell our house and do pretty damn well right now. The problem is you sell it, then you've got to go and buy something that's way overpriced. But make no mistake about it. With all of this conversation, and again, this is just kind of the lens through which we're going to continue to discuss these stories, today's stories, this week's stories, and the stories that are coming in the months ahead. But this ends with people being either trapped, trying to find their way out of some communist hellhole, which could be your state, could be your town, and with people living in free states, living the American life the way that we're used to. Those are going to be the options. Maybe there's some in between, but more or less, those are the options. Fighting, no fighting. God, I hope there's none. I don't know if it can be avoided, but I hope there's none. But that's where we're going. That's where this whole big mess is going. By the way, we spoke about secession efforts in Oregon. I don't know if it was last week, recently. Five counties out there trying to leave the state, which has definitely abandoned American values. And now there's a huge portion of Minnesota. I was getting back to here to Minnesota. We're just going to touch on it, and then we'll maybe discuss it later in the week. But a huge portion of Minnesota, again, my home state, is trying to bail out, abandon ship, and join South Dakota. Whether it happens now, later, never, people are trying. There's efforts. There's efforts being done, saying enough is enough. We're not doing this anymore. And that's where the mindset's got to be, guys. That's where the mindset's got to be. Or you can do what Randy Brown's suggesting here. Motorhome. Go the motorhome route. I've got an army of kids. That's difficult for me. We'd need like a motorhome that costs like $1 million. But that's where we're at. That's where we're at, guys. Keep the comments coming. Keep hitting like on the show if you haven't, on whichever platform you're at. Real quick, guys, before we dive into these stories, and I'm about to show you a bunch of Biden clips, so stand by. But before we do, check out Mammoth Nation. Mammoth Nation is America's conservative discount club. They are on a mission to keep this country great. Stick to the Constitution, your Second Amendment. They support our law enforcement, our military. It's better than a donation to a PAC or a candidate. They take the guesswork out for you. And in return, you get discounts on all sorts of amazing products and services, stuff that you're already paying for now, whether it's wireless, internet, insurance, medications, all sorts of other products that you need and want. So check it out. It's mammothnation.com. If you become a lifetime member like me, they'll send you American flag, some other goodies just for signing up. Again, it's mammothnation.com. Join the fight. All right. I like Red Voice's idea. Just build big, beautiful wall around blue cities. Call it a day. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that whatsoever. All right. Want to get, I don't know if confusing is the word, but a little bit further confused with where Biden is on this whole COVID stuff, where we are as a country with COVID stuff. We'll get to that in a second. I was trying to preview it there, but he spoke yesterday, and we've got a bunch of clips. We'll pop him back up here in a second, but a bunch of clips keying in on this fearless leader of ours who touted some successes yesterday with his administration's handling of the virus, which, of course, we know really goes to Trump, falls on the shoulders of Trump, which is not just me being a Trump homer or being a conservative. It's just you really just started, you inherited everything that they did. So let's just call it what it is. But this is him talking about his 90-90 plan, as he calls it, bragging about the timelines. We'll do this, then we'll get to several others.
So we're moving toward 90-90 by April 19th. That is by April 19th, 3 weeks from today, 90% of adults, people over 18 and over, will be eligible to get vaccinated. 90% of all Americans will be living within 5 miles of a place they can get a shot.
All right, so 90-90, that's the plan. But That's not all that he did. Okay? He struggled with words and numbers in that same section, just after, in fact, This was that exchange, and then we'll get back into it.
I'm pleased to announce that at least 90% of all adults in this country will be eligible to be vaccinated by April the 19th, just 3 weeks from now, because we have the vaccines. For the vast, vast majority of adults, you won't have to wait till May 1. You'll be eligible for your shot on April 19th. Finally, 10% will be eligible no later than the final 10% eligible no later than May 1. You know.
All right. Numbers are hard. Numbers are hard, Joe. But he struggled there. He struggled multiple times. We're going to show you some of those clips as we go. But it's important because he's touting how 90-90, this new plan, everyone's going to be close. Everyone's going to be eligible. Everyone's going to have the ability to do this. So many have already, yada, yada, yada. All this, look at me. Look at how we're doing it better than the other guy. But then you've got his CDC director, who also spoke, who was warning of imminent doom. This was her.
Now is one of those times when I have to share the truth and I have to hope and trust you will listen. I'm going to pause here. I'm going to lose the script and I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom. We have so much to look forward to, so much promise and potential of where we are, and so much reason for hope. But right now I'm scared.
Dark. It's dark. So doom. Biden saying everyone can be vaccinated. If that's your thing. Again, I don't recommend it. We can open up, yada, yada, yada. He's touting all this. We want to go back to ball games and have packed stadiums. Yes, we do. But then he's saying doom. She's saying doom. And then he, as a part of all this plan and a part of his effort to manipulate things, as Red Voice just said, they manipulate numbers, they manipulate all sorts of data to their benefit, to their advantage, so they can continue to control things. But he went after red states, states like mine, maybe states like yours, depending on where you're at, and people, moreover, regardless of where you are, people like us who are against this thing and against lockdowns and against masks and against all this, this was that.
I'm reiterating my call for every governor, mayor, and local leader to maintain and reinstate the mask mandate. Please, this is not politics. Reinstate the mandate if you let it down. And businesses require masks as well. The failure to take this virus seriously, precisely what got us in this mess in the first place, risks more cases and more deaths. Look, as I do my part to accelerate the vaccine distribution and vaccinations, I need the American people to do their part as well. Mask up. Mask up. It's a patriotic duty. It's the only way we ever get back to normal. To cheer together in stadiums full of fans. To gather together on holidays again safely. Go to graduations, weddings.
All right. It's your patriotic duty. How sick of you are hearing that? It's your patriotic duty. Your patriotic duty. We're going to come back. But real quick, did you hear this? Did you catch this part? Because notice how he did mention, and this is important, that we can't afford to lose any more desks. I'll play it again.
The failure to take this virus seriously, precisely what got us in this mess in the first place, risks more cases and more deaths.
Look, I get it. I get it. It's been a tough year financially with the pandemic. Why spend more on furniture if you don't have to? Let's not do it. Seriously. The states that have opened up are not surging in anything except for maybe joy and freedom, awesomeness. The media is going to spin certain data points out of control, like Red Voice said earlier. They're going to do that to fit their narrative, But the bottom line is, the reality is, people are happy, people are free, people are back to making money, putting food on the table for their families, employing people. And the other states are suffering in so many ways. So many ways. He sounds drunk, but we all know it's dementia. It's sloppy. It's not good, whatever it is. But there's no reason for every state not to open up in full. And again, not like just kind of slightly open up. Even here, we can do better even here in Florida. And we're kicking ass right now. But there's no reason. But since that's not going to happen, because it's not, at least not nationally speaking, but at least here, I think the next step in Florida, Texas, Mississippi, South Dakota, states like that, states that are pushing and leading the charge on all of this, I think we say, look, oh, come on, entertainers, rock stars, country stars, rap star, whatever, whatever, fill in your flavor, your genre of music. Come on, Florida's doing it. All the major venues are open. We're just going to stack event after event. The roadies and crews will be thrilled. The local union workers will be thrilled. They'll be busting their ass. And everyone else will be so damn jealous, and it'll force other people to open up. And they'll say all along the way that we're killing people. That's not true. But let's do it. Further drive home the point that we should operate independently. We shouldn't just go along with, hey, we need these states that have opened back up need to shut back down. No, we don't. No, we don't. We need to, in fact, we need to go to the next level. Go to the next level. Don't stop. Don't stop till everyone's free. Yeah, Vicious Triplets, we're seeing the same thing. Vicious Triplets said here in Indiana, the government is lifting the mask mandate, but all the damn stores around here are still going to keep it. BS. And David Barr, you're right. It is not about health. It's about power and control. Always has been and will continue to be until we stand up and say no more. Collectively. We here have done that plenty. Our state has done that plenty. But that's how it is here, too. Getting back to your comment, Vicious Triplets, here in Florida. There's lots of businesses and corporations who, even though things are open, Ron DeSantis has done a hell of a job, they're saying, hey, we still request it or demand it in our stores or our businesses. Where the line is in terms of legality with that, you know, obviously changes, I think, from county to county and in different city. But yeah. And Steptoe Frazier, love that name. Look at all that crap he just said about mask mandate is nothing more than find out about how much control of society the politicians still have. Totally. Totally. We've got some great comments coming in through Facebook today. But that's where we are, guys. That's where we are. One thing that we need your help with is continuing to give us some love. Like this video on whichever platform you're on right now. Send people to it. Share it. Give us some love. Subscribe, like, follow, all that stuff if you haven't. Please do it. Give us some love on social media. Please give us a like on Facebook, Twitter, Parler, and Gab. You can see all the handles right here on the screen. If you're listening, just search Drew Berquist. Look for the yellow DB logo. You'll find us. Also, please, if you have not subscribed here on YouTube down in the corner, once you've clicked subscribe, you can click the bell icon and click all notifications. Please also ensure if you have subscribed before, if you have tried to get the notifications before, that you click the button again, ensure that it's still there because a lot of people have been unsubscribed. Also, go over to Rumble. You can do on the Rumble app or rumble.com and search Drew Berquist or Drew Berquist Live. You'll find it. Subscribe there. We greatly appreciate your support on all of these platforms. All right. And we most certainly do. Please do give us some love, guys. We're getting crushed. For those of you listening for the first time, YouTube and Facebook hates us. Don't know why, because we are really pretty fair and reasonable. We're conservative. We're constitutional. But we're not ridiculous or extreme. We're not conspiracy theorists. We're not any of that. But they block us. They take followers all the time. It's crazy what we're going through. But then if it wasn't bad enough that Biden was your president, I see the comments. He whispers. He does this. He does that. Yeah, yeah. It's awful. We get it. It's awful. But if it wasn't bad enough that he was your president, this is your vice president. I guess laughing about parents who are struggling during school closures.
More people are seeing that, yeah, affordable childcare is a big deal. More parents are seeing the value of educators when they had to bring their kids and say, we're not paying them nearly enough.
I mean, what the hell is she laughing about? Honestly, she always does that. Teachers in schools are important. Yes, daycare, important for sure for some families. Some people don't do it. I'm not big on letting daycare raise your kids, but also some people have different circumstances that make it difficult to do anything else. So those things are all important for sure. But laughing about it as people legitimately are struggling because of this pandemic that you're forcing down everyone's throats, probably not the best move. I just don't think it is. And there's literally nothing, she is an idiot. There's nothing more cringeworthy than Cam Cam's laugh. It's awful, and then she brings it out way too much because she's nervous. She doesn't know what she's doing. I'd honestly rather be run over by a truck than backed over than be in a room with her and that laugh. I'd rather have like a pineapple shoved up my, you get it. It's awful. She's awful. And we are an embarrassment as a country right now. And someone said it earlier, and that's someone else's, many people have said it. But I think her likability is worse than Hillary Clinton. And I think by a good margin, in fact. No one liked Hillary. Everyone understood that she was elite, never spoke for the people. She couldn't connect, and that hurt her big time in 2016. But this one has the most radical record in 2019 as a senator. Has done all sorts of things and people to climb in her career. Has been hated by her own party, let alone the country. So this is devastating. Her laugh is emotional terrorism. That might be the comment of the day from D. Meyer. I love that. Love it. But yeah, the voice, the cackle, all of it. It's so bad. It's so bad, and it's so embarrassing for this country because she's running the border crisis. Also says she's not going to go down to the border. That's interesting. She's talking to world leaders. That's disastrous. Neither of them should be. I don't know who you put in there. Pelosi's drunk on Chardonnay already, so we can't have her doing it. But any of these people, it's just embarrassing what's happening. And then their policies, that's just them on the surface. And then their policies. Give you the heebie-jeebies. Speaking of policies, we're going to get to one in a second, but first, give some love to UFM Underwear for Men. Men, we have a lot of serious problems in the world. Some are outside of our control, and some are within. One that you most certainly can control is what's happening south of your border. I am talking about your junk, and UFM Underwear for Men has the solution. Most men's underwear these days do not provide actual support, but rest easy, UFMs do. Their patented pouch system eliminates all skin-on-skin contact in your nether regions and move with your body so you can go from one activity to the next without a second thought. They're great for sports, work, everyday use. There's even certain medical applications as well, all because of their unique drawstring adjustable support pouch that allows you to increase the support to your preference and provides actual support. So support your manhood, treat yourself right, you deserve it. Go to UFMunderwear.com, use promo code Drew to save $6. Ladies, you can do the same thing. Head on over there, UFMunderwear.com, use promo code Drew to save $6. All right. If Cam Cam wasn't bad enough, and your comments today have been great on her. Excuse me, they just have. Fabulous. Not much respect for the woman here. And frankly, it's not just here. It's not just this show. It's not just this audience and community. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. But if you want another reason to violently throw up in your mouth, I'm not saying that's what you're looking for on a Tuesday afternoon, but just in case you were, we'll give it to you. Elizabeth, not really Indian Warren, was again talking about canceling student debt, her plan, President Biden's plan, all of that. Here was the clip, and then we'll discuss.
More people are seeing.
I hear from folks who say, but I don't have student loan debt. Why should I care about this? And the answer is you should care. Because for every young person who's not starting a business, for every young person who's not buying a home, that's holding back the economy, and that affects every single one of us. So if you've got student loan debt, you love this plan. President Biden can cancel $50,000 worth of student loan debt. But if you don't have student loan debt, you'll love this plan because this is about lifting up everyone, about closing racial wealth gaps, and about creating more opportunity for the entire economy.
All right. So you'll love it. If you've got a student loan, you can go scot-free. Congratulations. You'll learn nothing from it, but you can go scot-free. And if you do not, because this is the part, did you catch that part? And if you do not have a loan, you will still love it. You'll love spending more in taxes, more of your own money to pay for everyone else. Everyone. Congrats. Congrats to all of us if this actually goes through. Everyone else who, by the way, didn't have to do what everyone did before them. Take out a loan, work their ass off, then pay it off, like Red Voice is saying. It's crazy. We have failed this generation. We have. They suck. But it's not all their fault either. I need my blood pressure meds for your show, dude. Yeah. We should get a sponsor for that. If anyone knows any in that industry, we won't even charge. We'll just start passing them out like candy. Democrats love giving stuff away for free. We'll start giving away blood pressure meds for free. But we've failed this generation. Because look at where we are. We've told them they're good at things. They're not. I get it. I'm generalizing. There's some that are probably out there, maybe two or three. But we've rewarded them for being average. With participation trophies, all this other BS. You did great. No, you didn't. You only got to play because the league mandates that you play. You only got a ribbon because we want everyone to feel good about themselves these days. Not work hard for it. Not battle and practice and get better. And learn what it's like to lose so then you can get good at winning. And now we're literally talking about paying for this ludicrous effort that would make their lives that much easier. Should I take out a loan? Yeah, I'm going to take out a loan. Someone's going to pay it off for me. And then we get mad when they don't understand hard work, sacrifice, how real life works. Ugh. Stop the insanity, people. We've got to stop the frickin' insanity. Because we do. You do need blood pressure meds. You do need all sorts of meds or Xanax or something when you talk about these stories and you see what's happening right before us. I kid you not, we should protest being refusing to pay our taxes only for them to be pissed away. Make sure you got a lot of people doing it with you. Because you know how this government rolls. They love their list. They love putting people in boxes and cages now, too. All of that. Forget blood pressure medication. We need Valium or Xanax. Absolutely. They're both delightful, by the way. Hopefully you don't need them. Hopefully you're not stuck on them. But don't feel bad for making rational decisions, for looking at these problems appropriately. You just shouldn't. But not enough people are doing that. We need Booze Fridays. We're bringing it back. They'll be back this Friday. Booze and Banter is back, Yuki Tech, this Friday. But pay attention to this. You saw Liz Warren. You saw Chuck Schumer. You saw them. They're excited. You've seen the administration talk about this. Jen Psaki talk about this. There's this huge tax plan coming. There's talk of, which is going to cost us. And then there's talk of paying off these kids' student loans. Again, so they learn nothing. Total swift kick to the nuts to all those who did before. Crazy. It's absolutely crazy. This next couple clips are crazy too. Not going to make you happy. But I'm going to show them because that's just what we're doing. That's what we do. We got one of Cuomo. We got one of Joe Scarborough. Man, he's a douche. It's a huge douche competition coming up here in a second. But guys, real quick, the best way to stay in touch with us is to go over to DrewBerkowitz.com. You can get great news commentary there from our staff, from partner sites. Please check it out. There's tons to consume there. You can listen to the show there. You can watch the show there. And please sign up for the newsletter. Super, super easy. One click, boom. You'll get an email in the morning with some top news stories. You'll get one in the afternoon in case you missed the show with the link that you could, if you did watch the show, share with your friends and colleagues. There's no spoon. Good news for you, Drew. We've been boozed up this whole time. How else do you think we deal with this? Fair enough. Fair enough. But please do go to DrewBerkowitz.com, guys. It is the best place to stand and push back against big tech, all that they're doing to us. We can get you great messages there. We can update you on changes to the show, changes to the site, changes to anything and everything if you're there and you sign up for the newsletter. So please do that. Let everyone around you, your friends, family members, loved ones, colleagues, even people you hate, share that information with them. All right, let's talk about one of, actually two of, like I said, of the country's biggest douchebags. Chris Cuomo returned from vacation last night on CNN. Overjoyed. I'm sure some of you were waiting there with bated breath, just pumped to see him make his triumphant return. And he regurgitated, as he did, Democrat talking points. Didn't talk about his brother, by the way. At least I didn't catch that. I didn't watch the whole show because I hate him. But he regurgitated Democrat talking points on the virus and used the whole concept or thought of you're not patriotic if you don't take this thing seriously. This was him talking about it. Then we'll come back and we'll discuss a little bit.
And welcome to Primetime. This is the season of rebirth and renewal. Christians enter Easter, right? Christ's death and resurrection. Jews celebrate the angel of death passing over the homes of true believers. The message could not be more resonant. Because look, no matter what you choose it to be, we must all believe in something bigger than ourselves. For the religious, you know, like the ones I mentioned, it's God. But for all of us, religious, secular, whatever, there is still a call to something bigger. It is the pledge of allegiance to the collective. One nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That pledge needs to be reaffirmed right now. We are in a bad spot. We are mired in a time of a plague-like pandemic, and we are mired largely because of us and a collective lack of faith in the facts and a lack of faith to that pledge of allegiance. Too many refuse to live the right way, with masks and with restraint to hold back the variants. As a result, all of us are suffering. COVID is rising again. The CDC director is now warning of impending doom.
So yeah, we missed a part there, as Barron pointed out, under God. But I mean, honestly, dude, this guy, he gets your blood boiling. One nation under God. And do not speak for everyday Americans about allegiance to this country that I would say you do not understand. But has afforded you wealth, success, dreadfully, somehow, a platform to share lies, sow division, like CNN does. It's crazy. Stop it. Stop listening to it, moreover. He's not going to stop because he's an arrogant douche. But everyone else, stop. I mean, here's another quote. How many will die when we're so close and as a function of our own choices? It depends on the question of allegiance. How much do you care about other people? Huh. I would say that I care so much that I will follow the science. Not talking points from CNN, MSNBC, or Dr. Fauci, who literally changes his talking points 10 times a day. I would say that I love them so much that I don't want to control them. That I trust them to be adults, make decisions on their own. And I would say that if you listen to the likes of Chris Cuomo, you are misinformed. Again, I don't think there's many of you in this audience, but if you are, you're misinformed. And you will soon be on the wrong side when this all goes south. And make no mistake about it. We talked about this at the end of the show yesterday. This train is already off the tracks. And it is hauling ass towards disaster. It's inevitable. The CDC director isn't totally wrong with what she's saying. She's wrong in what's coming and what doom is that. But there is doom coming our way. It's just not in the form of the virus. It's the control is a byproduct of that and a lot of other things. But don't worry about the virus. It's the division. It's the hatred between parties. It's the battle for what we want this country to look like moving forward. The battle for whose message gets out. So you don't have to just listen to Chris Cuomo and Scarborough, who we're going to show in a second, and Rachel Maddow, and Anderson Cooper, and all these people. It's the land of the free, or it's the land of communism, and thus control, that Dems are pushing for more than ever before. Choose your sides, folks. Choose your sides. Because it's coming. It's coming. It's here. But he wasn't the only one. If that one pissed you off, just wait for this one, because this guy calls you an idiot. calls you an idiot. Joe Scarborough went even further. This was the scene. I'll play it and then we'll discuss. Simmer down. Take another sip of your drink now. Let me just warn you, take another sip. Do some breathing exercises and go.
Of a possible fourth wave.
You know, it's interesting, Mickey, he had to say in there that it's not political. It's not political.
It's not political. Here, it's science.
Here we are with over 500,000 people dead. And, you know, we heard from Dr. Birx this weekend talking about how after the first 100,000, if they had done a better job, if Donald Trump had not been so resistant, they would have been able to save so many lives. And here we are, Willie. I'm now hearing lunatics, and I'll call them lunatics,
yeah,
that are now, of course, still pushing back on the mask. But now we're saying that if we somehow have something that identifies us as having a vaccine, that we're like part of Satan or the mark of the devil. Like, yeah. The idiocy, our Nazi Germany, like the idiocy is just beyond us. They're acting recklessly and irresponsibly. They're being stupid. They're following conspiracy theories. They're following a failed a game show host or a reality TV host. And they don't understand, I guess, because maybe they're such morons they can't understand this. If I want to go to a baseball game with my son, who has a history of upper respiratory issues, I don't want a bunch of idiots sitting anywhere near us in Fenway or in a Little League baseball park that haven't taken the vaccine. Now, if they don't want to take the vaccine and they want to die, that's their right as Americans. They don't have to take the vaccine and they can die or they can get really sick. They can live in ignorance and stupidity.
Hurt
they
someone else.
Have that right, even though they're hurting other people. But please, please, please don't tell me that we can't do something so smart people who actually follow science, who actually want to take care of their children, who actually want to save their neighbors' lives, who actually want to make sure everybody around them is safe. Like, they can't tell us what to do. And the government, our sports teams, our organizations, our concert promoters damn well better put together something where you can show your vaccine receipt or you can have something on a ticket stub that shows it. Like, this anti-science idiocy, you know what? Let them do that under a rock or in their caves. But you know what? The time to try to reason with these people has long passed.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Good morning, first of all, guys. Good to see you. It's been a couple of days.
Hey. Very good to see you.
A lot of.
All right, so you're a moron. You're an idiot. And Pam, like you said, I mean, it's not surprising, but all the same time, how is this on the news? This angry rant towards more than half of the country, because even some Democrats want to live free, want to be able to make choices on their own. They might not like your policies. They might not like your ideals. They might not like your faith. They might not like Trump. They might not like any of that stuff. But a lot of people would prefer, not enough, but a lot would prefer to not have someone dictate to them what they can and cannot do and where they can do it. And he brings up conspiracy theorists and this, that. Look, I hate conspiracy theories. And I'm disappointed, we'll say, than those who buy into them. But resisting the vaccine does not in and of itself make you a conspiracy theorist. Some people have always hated vaccines. There's a huge community of anti-vaxxers out there. Some people have had COVID, like myself, like several of you. And some people just don't want to be told what to do. So sure, there are people out there, oh, this is happening, that's happening with it. Okay, maybe, maybe not. But you don't even need to go that far to say whether you want it or not. I will tell you for me, you probably know this about me, it's probably not a surprise. The fastest way to ensure that I will never, all caps, be on your side is to mandate that I be on your side. It's not happening. It's not happening. Mandate that I take your vaccine for a virus that I A, had already, and then B has a 99% survival rate in pretty much every age and demographic? No. No. Notice how Joe, as he always does, all these guys do, him, Chris Cuomo before. They're so smug. It's all about them. And notice how he makes it about him and his kid. And look, I'm sorry your kid has a respiratory issue or whatever he's got, but the world doesn't stop for you or for him. And he needs to learn that. And we're not paying his damn college loan off either, by the way. So if you have an issue, as we always say, or you're scared, you stay home, not us. People who want to be free get to be free. If you're terrified, you stay home. Scared people, overly compliant people, don't help the conversation, don't help this country. They don't help anything. I hate weakness. I say that all the time. You know it. I hate weakness. And Joe Scarborough is just so weak, so misinformed. He's a pansy with a temper and microphone in a network that for some reason lets him get out there and say all this stuff. And if God forbid this country descends into conflict, I don't want that. I reiterate that point all the time. I don't know if it's avoidable at this point, but if it does descend into chaos, that guy's not going to last long. He's not going to last long at all. All right, good comments coming in, guys. Keep it going real quick. We got to give some love to Hero Soap before we get to someone who is going to make you happy. Here's one thing that'll make you happy, and then we'll get to your comments. We'll chat. We'll go back and forth. But let's give some love to Hero Soap Company first, then we'll get into Ronnie DeSantis. Hero Soap is a veteran-owned company, and they put a huge focus on getting homeless veterans off the street by donating to Operation Finally Home. Their soap is off the chain. It's all natural, made with essential oils, and none of the fragrance and chemicals that have been known to cause health complications. Plus, it's handmade and sourced locally in Arizona, so right here in the USA. Head on over to HeroSoapCompany.com and subscribe for a no-contract monthly delivery of soap straight to your front door and never run out again. You can save 10% by using promo code Drew. While you're there, guys, check out the Freedom Box. You can get one for yourself, your loved ones, your colleagues, anyone that smells. They've got new body washes, tons of stuff for both men and women. Again, it's HeroSoapCompany.com. Use promo code Drew and let freedom clean. All right. Amazing products. Many of you guys have them. The rest of you need to check it out. It's pretty damn awesome. Okay. Something that will hopefully make you happy. We'll finish on this last story, and then we'll get to some comments, and it'll probably go downhill, spiral out of control from there. But there's a lot of people pushing all of this negativity, pushing all of this control, pushing all of this nonsense. Earlier in the show today, we showed the clip, Joe Biden calling out the states like Florida, who are open and free, saying, don't do that anymore, you need to close back down. Well, someone who doesn't buy into the BS that Biden, that Chris Cuomo, Joe Scarborough, and all of them are peddling is rockstar governor himself, Florida Ron DeSantis, Big D. And as we've discussed this week, Biden and big government are ramping up efforts for control in as many ways as they can. And the big issue right now is control papers, or as they're calling it, COVID passports. Big D isn't having any of it. He said this, and he's more importantly doing this.
You want the fox to guard the hen house? I mean, give me a break. I think this is something that has huge privacy implications. It is not necessary to do. You know, we're going to have hit 3.5 million seniors that have gotten shots sometime this week, likely 75% of seniors. It's important to be able to do it. But at the same time, we are not going to have you provide proof of this just to be able to live your life normally. And I'm going to be taking some action in an executive function, emergency function here very shortly.
Love it. So push whatever you want in D.C., Biden. Try and push this onto a bunch of states who will go along with it because they're sheep, they're weak, and they don't know what to do unless they're told. But it's not happening here. It's not happening in Florida. DeSantis going after voting stuff, procedures, as it pertains to elections, trying to make them more secure. Going after big tech not being able to do crazy stuff within the state of Florida. How far that goes? Don't know. But he's doing something. He's trying. And then this, you're going to try and push a COVID passport on us? No, not happening. Not in Florida. And again, this is a guy who's pushed and gotten tons, millions upon millions of people vaccinated in Florida. So it's not that he's saying I'm anti-vaccine, I'm anti this, that, or the other. He's just saying, I'm anti you controlling how we live, controlling the lives, the jobs, the travel, all of that of our people, and it's not going to happen. Anytime they throw up, notice this, vicious triplets, you do need to move here, because anytime they bring up some crazy-ass policy that they're going to push through, you see DeSantis step up to the mic and say, excuse me, we're not doing that here. We're not going to let you do that here. We're going to sign legislation that says, hell no, we're taking power and using the power that's given to us as a state to do things differently. It's amazing. He could fall. He could fall. There's plenty of time between now and 2024. But I think he's figured out what the people want. And he addresses it. And he nails it all the time. He nails it all the time now. It's friggin' awesome. Love the dude. Thank you, Burgess. Appreciate it. Glad you're here. All right. Let's get to some questions real quick. Go to Red Beach Nation. Please do. Shirt of the day is Deserts Matter. Because they do. We love our people out in the desert, too. The Southwest. We love our people in the mountains. There's merchandise for all of that stuff. Plenty of products. Over 40 on the site. Use promo code Drew to save 10%. You can still buy two. Get the third one 50% off. Goes a long way to help the show. So head on over there to RedBeachNation.com. All right. Let's start here. Vicious Triplets said this way early today, so we're going to give some love there. Have people like myself, Christian conservative business owners that paid for a degree, come from a family that loves freedom, become the minority in 2021? More or less, that was the question or comment. And I would say yes and no. In terms of the media and what's presented out there, yes, absolutely, we're the minority. We're being canceled. We're being put on lists. We're being told we're awful. They're projecting everything that they are and stand for onto us, which we know is not true. But I say no because I do think there's more of us. We just don't have the outlet to get out there. And again, there's lots of people who aren't as in tune with what's happening in this world and specifically in this country. So I think that were their feet held to the fire and were they told, hey, this is what's happening. Are you down with this or down with that? They'd be like, no. We want freedom. We love this country. So I think it's being projected and told to everyone else that we're the minority. And they're building their masses up as they do that. But I still think that we've got the edge. We just don't have a voice or a platform that we can scream from. We don't have shows on hateful, divisive networks like MSNBC and CNN. We don't get to say what we want or believe on Twitter and Facebook or on YouTube. We don't get to do any of that. They do. So it seems like we're on our own, and it is desperate, and we are. Like I said, this thing is going to end horribly one way or the other. But I do think there's a lot more of us, and I don't know that we're the minority. It just seems that way. Matthew, I think it was you who asked. I am in Florida. Damn glad to be here. Love this state. Love the freedom that we have. Love our governor right now. But I loved it before. It's just even better right now. It's even better right now. So, good spot to be. Vicious, yeah, I think most conservatives are just too quiet. I think you've hit the nail on the head. I think, fortunately, the best thing that's come out of this is, you know, Trump came in, he did a hell of a job in office on policy, but also in exposing DC, exposing the media, exposing so much. And as a result of that, and then even as a result of this BS loss that we experienced and are experiencing right now, a lot of people are waking up and saying, oh, yeah, those politicians hate us. They don't care about us. None of these rules really benefit us. None of these policies really benefit us. So I think a lot of people are waking up, but that is the problem, is we've always gotten walked over. We've always had people who are too quiet. They either don't know what's going on or they don't have the balls to say something. Sharon, we are closer and closer to problems. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. 100%. Absolutely. So Red Voice says it so well here. They make our side feel cut off and try and disconnect us. It's a huge PSYOP campaign. And it pisses me off to say it, but they're really good at it. They're really good at their messaging. They're really good at using the media. They're really good at social media. They're really good at all of that stuff. We've always sucked and lagged behind there. And now, as all of those things are bigger, we all live on our phones, we all live on our computers, our iPads, what have you. It's easier for them to get that messaging out there. And 9 out of 10 headlines, you're like, oh shit, like we're in trouble. All the conservatives have been rounded up and this, that, and the other. And there's bad stuff like that happening. But there are, again, there's a lot of us that are still here, still together, still connected. And when things get worse, which they will, we'll be together and we will come out on top. Things will end well for us. It's just not going to be fun getting there. All right, let's see what else we got here. Trying to cruise through some of these. We have to stand together, stay strong, screw their lockdown and mask mandates. I want my country back, says Kathy. Can't read. You're absolutely right. If you go along, things will not change. They will only stack on. So we've got to stay together. We've got to stay focused. We've got to stay smart. Don't make stupid, irrational decisions. That's what they do. And we'll figure this out. We will figure this out. Trying to cruise through here. Louise, thanks so much. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate you watching. We'll definitely keep up the work here and our efforts, everything we're doing in the face of everything that we are facing. It's pretty wild. It's pretty wild times that we're living in. I never thought that we would be here. Never thought that we would be here. Okay, Pam talks about earlier, she mentioned that two coworkers got the shot, the vaccine, and then got very ill. We're seeing that across the board with a lot of them. I'm not saying that it's happening everywhere all the time, but it is happening. There's lots of questions and concerns about this. And look, if you want to get it, get it. I don't care. You do you. I don't want it. If you want it or are waffling, I would say do your research, talk to people who have gotten the different ones, and know that there are problems that have come with every one of them. But there's problems that come with anything. There's a side effect for every drug out there. This should just bring some more questions with you because of A, how fast it went and came along, and B, the fact of how much they want to push it. Shove it down your throat, or in this case, into your arm. So I'd have some questions and concerns. But you've got to make a decision that makes the most sense for you, and you got to know that there are people who are struggling and having some issues with it. Randy, you're so welcome. Thanks for being here. We'll keep doing it. You keep coming, bring other people. We've got to get some more common sense pumping through this country. Some more common sense, some more logic, ideally some more kindness along the way too. Come on, we got to do it. Randy Brown, I tried gaslighting myself, ended up with a hot ass. Words of wisdom. Words of wisdom. Kenny Davis said on Facebook earlier, control ain't happening. You know, look, to kind of to the point I've addressed here in a couple other responses or questions is it only does if you let it. And you're going to see way more people around you who just go along with it than those who won't. And I'm not talking about breaking the law. I'm not talking about, because most of these things are suggestions, not mandates. If you're in an airport or something like that, you're on federal property and you choose to defy the mask order, there are consequences. There are consequences because it is a federal law on federal property, or it's on federal property. It's against the law. But in a lot of these other places, just live free, do your own thing. Go to places that you know are lax. Go to places that don't care about anything but freedom and living your life. Devery, you're so welcome. Thank you so much for being here. We keep doing it. We'll keep doing it. We do it every day, 3 p.m. Eastern. Friday, we add on booze and banter at the end, then we do even more questions and have a drink together. So look forward to doing that this Friday with everyone since we were out of town last week shooting that commercial. But we're glad to be back. Sharon mentioned earlier how Kamala Harris laughs at every problem. And she does. And she does it because she's a nervous, hot mess who doesn't really know what she's doing. She's out of her element. Out of her element. And look, she was the most radical senator in 2019, so we couldn't be at further odds in terms of our political ideologies. But I don't care so much if you just own it and own who you are Say this. This is my policy. This is my view on this. Say it with a serious face and say it with conviction. It might be totally opposite of how I feel about things. But when you go out there and you're nervous, you're intimidated, and you start laughing because it's your default, you look like an idiot. And it makes us as a country look awful. So just own it. But she does. She laughs at every problem. She is, Liz. I couldn't agree more. More, this is a tough question by Jill. More annoying, Cam Cam's laugh or Pelosi's voice? Jill says a tie. Yeah, I think it's up there. It's probably a tie. I don't know. I think I can take Pelosi's voice a little bit more than I can Kamala's laugh. But both of which will drive me to a beverage, an adult beverage. They're not good. Yeah, red voices laugh too. I think it's just really bad. Like, it's like, it's so bad that it's good. Like, if it was in like an 80s cartoon, let's say 80s cartoon, because everything now is woke and disastrous. But like, if that was a villain in an 80s cartoon, she'd be great. I could maybe get behind some of her. Lord knows she'd let people get behind her. Never heard Pelosi. I know she's saying the Pelosi's voice. Pelosi's voice or Cam Cam's laugh? I was in the hospital 3 days due to COVID. I'll not take the jab ever. Never will you survive it. I presume you're saying you had it and then you're not going to take the vaccine now. You don't need it if you had it. They're going to tell you you do. Sorry that you had a rough 3 days. BM, what's up? Good to see you. Coming in a little late. I won't judge. I mean, we got like 20 seconds left. But we'll be back all week. Be back all week. Harris could be a sound effect by Disney and Pixar. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Eric, we talked about the COVID passports a lot yesterday, a little bit today. And they're disastrous and they're terrifying. And they're saying, and pay attention to this, because the narrative and the rhetoric around it is going to be, no, it's something just to make your life easy. It's going to be free, be easy for everyone to get it, whether it's paper or digital. But make no mistake about it, it is a control play 100% of the way. That's all it is. And people will start, because the government pressures them to, and because there are companies who are so woke and so scared themselves that they will mandate that you have it. It's Looney Tunes. Yeah, at least you don't need an ID to vote, says Rich Miller. You're right. Ridiculous. It's racist if you ask someone for an ID to vote. But if you want to come here and do this and you don't have a COVID passport, then you're screwed. You're screwed. Yep, the vaccine's not a cure. They don't even know how long it lasts or which variants it covers and this, that, and the other. And they're going to keep talking about variants too, because anytime we get comfortable, watch, a new variant or two will pop up. Oh, we got to be careful though. We can't go back to normal just yet because there's a new variant. Yvonne McNaughton, I don't know where the follow me sign is. It depends on which page you're on. If you're on one of our partner pages, it won't be there, like Life Said or Mom's Ed or Faith Said or any of those. But if you go to Facebook and just search Drew Berquist, you'll see my ugly mug. You'll see the DB, the yellow DB logo. It'll say DB Live on there, and you can follow there. You can also do the same thing over on YouTube. That's the best way to do that, and we really appreciate you doing it. Please come on back and keep watching. So I guess we're all just livestock nowadays. Yeah, pretty much, Brooks. Pretty much. Leah liked my let people get behind her comment. And we'll end there, because that, I felt like that was a good way to end. Oh, Cam Cam. It's crazy. Listen, folks, we appreciate all the comments, all the engagement today. Awesome as usual. So fun. You know, reminder, you can only see the platform or the page you're on. So we share on multiple Facebook pages. If you are on that page, you're only going to communicate with those people. If you're on a bigger one here, if you're on the YouTube page, which tends to be the biggest one, that's who you're going to comment with. So keep coming, keep engaging, bring people with. We love having you. We hope that you have an awesome week. Again, we're back tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, full shows every day, plus Booze and Banter Friday. We look forward to seeing you then. This is still live, John, but we're just wrapping up now. So please catch us tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern, every day, the rest of this week, 3 p.m. Eastern, Friday. We'll slide into Booze and Banter probably about the 3:45 mark. Have some fun. Have some drinks. Have a great day out there, guys. Be safe. Be smart. Be free.